14 after 9 o'clock. You've got it on KHUM. And it is time for our 18th Stop the Violence, Start the Healing campaign, as incredible as that may seem. And the whole time throughout this campaign, Sherry Johnson's been my co-host and still is. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good morning. 18. Wow. If
children are grown by this
I know
time.
This, the campaign here can vote now.
Right.
And it should, because today is voting day. Yes. We remind folks to make sure they remember to do that.
Right.
So we've got a lot on the plate for this year's campaign, as we do every year. And we spend months figuring out exactly what we're going to talk about. And this campaign, you know, this is one of those times when we just kind of take a little bit of time, you know, a lot of time, to really explore in depth some issues that are not easy to talk about either.
No, there's a lot of silence around, even though there may be episodic stories or sensationalized, just glimpses. But this is really hard stuff, and it's hard stuff especially for those of us who've survived violence or abuse. It's hard if you have a loved one or a family member that you've sort of been on their journey to recovery,
sure.
And or just really recently, just any kind of episodes of trauma that happen just changes everybody's life.
Absolutely. And as I say, every year we deal with different things. Just to give people a brief history of this campaign, if maybe you're new to the area or new to KHUM and aren't aware of what this campaign is all about and why we're doing this, this is something that I started way back in 1990, before KHUM even existed. This was a campaign when I was working as a radio consultant, working with about 20 different stations, and I was in Washington, D.C., and street violence was a huge problem there, of course. D.C. had just been named the murder capital of the nation again, and I was working with a radio station there, and we came up with this campaign. So why don't we just, rather than doing the fun and games, let's focus on that, see what the station can do about that, you know, maybe get the community involved, the people who perpetrate the violence, maybe to take ownership and change it. And it was a huge campaign and spread to the 20 stations I was working with. And then in 1996, we started KHUM, and I said, well, this campaign is so big, I definitely want to bring it here to Humboldt County, too. But street violence is not really the issue here. It became pretty apparent that there's, in this idyllic, beautiful community that seems so perfect on the surface, there are problems that lie underneath it, get swept under the rug. And to help make this the idyllic community that we would all love it to be, we can take some of the stuff that's under the rug, bring it to the surface, expose it, and maybe we can change it.
And initially, we started with the issues of child abuse and domestic violence and sexualized violence. And over the years, we've wandered into some incredibly innovative territory, talking about things that have not really been talked about in the mainstream media. So now we're carrying on and deepening our conversation and always, always inviting the listening audience to participate in what we call a community conversation.
So our first week's topic, the title is Sexual Exploitation of Children and Youth in Humboldt County. It's actually an even broader topic than that because there's been so much. It was like there was so much to wrestle with this topic. There has been so much in the news about slavery, and it's like you go slavery. How could there be slavery? You know, this is that
sex
ended.
Slavery.
Sex slavery. What is that? What is that? But I mean, it's there was of course that very very prominent case that came to light in Ohio, I believe, Cincinnati, and that was shocking. It shocked the nation that these women would be held for so long.
Right.
That was one that came to light and became very famous. But for that one, there are so many others that don't. And unfortunately, children are involved most of the time.
Yes, yes. And the tragedy of that is that the system, criminal justice system, social services, really saw a lot of these children as troubled children and almost complicit with their captivity. And now there has been some judicial change, some policy change, some even a Los Angeles City Council member getting on board with these are victims. They are trapped. And the system needs to respond to in a way that it helps them be survivors.
Right. And you may be saying to yourself, okay, that's fine in Cincinnati. That's fine in Los Angeles, New York, but not Humboldt County. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So on tomorrow, which we do, you will have your individual interviews, just like today, 9 to 9:30 or thereabouts.
Thereabouts.
Paula Arrowsmith-Jones. From the North Coast Rape Crisis Team, we'll be in to talk about sexual exploitation of children and youth in Humboldt County. And their prevention programs have just been going on for years and years and years and years. I mean, even longer than 18 years.
Absolutely. And we've had Paula on many times. And she wears a lot of hats because, I mean, there's so many different things that their organization deals with.
Right.
And this absolutely is a good part of it. As a matter of fact, they do an incredible program, going to area schools, talking to kids. We'll let her go more into that, but it's really a wonderful thing to help prevent this kind of thing actually
from happening. Child Assault Prevention Project.
Yep.
So that will be a really great interview. And we should remind people that if you're just away from the radio from 9 to 9:30 and can't hear it live, it will be on the website
as soon
as the show is over.
That's right. You'll find it up at KM.com. Matter of fact, you can actually, the last year's and the year before's are up there
still. I know.
Still.
That's so cool. Yeah. And there also is a resource page so that listening sometimes can bring up memories, or it can just really be just extremely painful. So there are resource numbers there. And
it's an interactive resource, which is pretty nice. You know, it'll ask you questions and help point you in the right spot.
Right. And we highly encourage, if you're just really becoming disoriented by this information, that you call somebody, reach out, get support. Talk to someone.
That is absolutely the case. I mean, one of the things actually I'm most proud of this campaign is not only just bringing it to light, but actually bringing up stuff that other people have swept under their own personal rugs. And it's like, wow, that's bringing up some terrible memories.
Which is
it's time I dealt with it.
Yeah, it's really easy to do that, and especially if the surrounding environment is saying, get over it, that was a long time ago, you should be all past that now. And we know from Dr. Felitti's Adverse Childhood Experiences study that people don't just get over it. I mean, there's tremendous strength in surviving. There's beauty in the recovery and having a happy life at the other side of some really hard work. But these kinds of conversations can, what we call, trigger people who have had trauma in their lives.
This is true. I mean, we are, as human beings, are very good at compartmentalizing unpleasantness.
Yes.
And locking it away and not dealing with it. And it's usually held up pretty good. There are things that tend to crack that lock a little bit and let a little bit out. And unfortunately, this show is one of those things that can do that. And once that happens, it's probably time that you actually dealt with it. Because once you've dealt with it, you don't have to worry about it being locked away. Mm-hmm. You've dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
And a burden is lifted. You feel a lot better.
A lot better. Mm-hmm. And if you have the wherewithal to decide that you want to contribute to the conversation and share a story, your survivor story, we would love to have you call in on Friday. Oh, but first, Thursday, Mary Belletta. Before we get to the panel, let's do our third interview of the first week.
And that's right.
Mary Belletta, director of WISH.
That is
coming from Southern Humboldt.
Right. That is our Southern Humboldt shelter. And they've done a wonderful job with very little funds.
Yes, and just due to incredible volunteer energy and commitment.
And one of the things about Southern Humboldt, it's such an isolated community. You know, there's a good amount of people who don't live near other people, and that isolation can add to some problems, especially when we're dealing with, again, the sexual exploitation of children and youth in Humboldt County.
Right.
It's almost custom-made environment for that. I mean, it's a beautiful place, don't get me wrong, but it's also that kind of isolation makes it a lot easier
Yeah. And isolation is one of the key ingredients in keeping someone trapped in mm-hmm. a very painful situation.
Now getting to Friday, we have our 2-hour call-in panel. We'll have a panel of experts from various different fields here in the studio. And we'll have 2 hours to really go in depth about all the different directions that that this topic takes us, and it's many. And this will be a chance for you to pick up the phone, you know, call in, share, ask questions, because you'll have lots of different people gathered in one spot who are experts in their fields.
And we apologize to the Friday Funnies people who, depend on their comedy.
That's right.
But that's the sacrifice that we're asking you to make.
Just for 3 weeks, and then it will be back. And we've got Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks, the 2013-year-old man, who will get us back into the funnies, which will be a great way to get back into that. So
it's pretty powerful to have people call in, survivors call in and share their stories of survival. And then for family members especially, this is a really unique opportunity to call and be able to get some support.
Absolutely.
So Marianne Hayes Mariani, that is such a cool name, from the North Coast Rape Crisis Team will be one of our guests. And Jackie Brennan from the Raven Project, Redwood Community Action Agency's Raven Project, will be one of our guests. And we're working on another special guest. So special guest to be announced.
And of course, you and myself.
Right.
And anyone else who wants to call in and contribute or ask questions. So our next week's topic, our second week's topic, we are going to be dealing with something that we've actually dealt with in the past. And it's been, a long time.
I think about seven years.
About 7 years since we dealt with this topic. And it has really come to light recently with the there's been just so much about this talking about in Congress. There's been documentaries made. We are talking about sexual assault in our own military.
In our own military.
Yeah, we're not talking about people who are females in the military who are out on the battlefield. No, we're talking about our own trusted military.
And according to the New York Times, May 7th, 2013, the problem of sexual assault in the military leapt to the forefront in Washington on Tuesday as Pentagon released a survey estimating that 26,000 people in the armed forces were sexually assaulted last year, up from 19,000 in 2010. So this has been going on, and it has been a disgrace, really.
And, I mean, it really came to light many, many years ago with the tailhook scandal. And that was a long time ago. And you would think, well, that was exposed. It'll be dealt with.
Well, these are deep issues.
They're very deep.
And which is why we're going to devote more time to this.
And if you're saying to yourself, isn't this a national thing? And yes, it is. However, Humboldt County has a huge amount of people who contribute their families to the military, and a lot of women in the military come from Humboldt County.
And I have had students in our social work program, vets, who have had disclosed this issue, and it's something that they live with. Not that they don't live happy lives once they have really done some good hard work on resolving some of these traumatic issues, but it is something that changes them.
Absolutely.
So your first guest on November 12th, we will have back again. After 7 years, Colonel Ann Wright, who is just a leader who spoke out just courageously for so many years about this.
She is a colonel.
She is a colonel.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she is way at the top of the food chain there. And, she's been dealing with this. And has some amazing stories, a great person to talk to. As I said, I talked with her 7 years ago, and really happy to have her back.
It's amazing that she is dedicated and committed to this issue in particular.
The plus is that this is being talked about. Right. Congress is talking about this. Right. I mean, it's really, you know, Chuck Hagel is talking about
Chuck
this.
Hagel. He says he's to step up our game exponentially to prevent sex crimes. And, yeah, he wants to know that he is supportive of military sexual assault victims. And I think that's a really great point, Cliff, about the traumatic impact on families here in Humboldt County.
Sure.
You have so much PTSD just from the exposure to the military violence. And then you have, on top of that, the survivor issues around military sexual assault being assaulted by somebody who's supposed to be
and we'll look, one
on
of the things
your
we'll,
side.
One of the things we'll talk about with Colonel Wright is why is this really so prevalent in the military? Why right. is there a culture that promotes this, even though it's being right. frowned upon at the very top? Is there something that is promoting this? Because it does seem to be a higher incidence in the military than it is amongst general population.
And please help us understand. We really do want to have everyone contribute to an understanding of this so that awareness leads to change.
Now, we have a very special guest on November 13th. However, we don't know quite
right.
who it is.
Special guest to be announced.
We're working on it. It's not locked yet, so we can't
right.
talk about
right.
that. But coming up on the 14th, and I'm very excited about this, there was a documentary. It was up for an Academy Award this last time. As a matter of fact, in our personal pool, I voted for that one. It didn't get it, but it was nominated. There was a film called The Invisible War, a full-length documentary that was out in the theaters. Incredibly moving piece. And we are going to be talking with, very excited about this, the director and writer of this movie, Kirby Dick. And it's amazing. You know, I was like, oh, wouldn't it be great if I could talk with him? You know, I'll be able to talk with one of the underlings. But I called this film company and talked to him directly. And he was like, sure, yeah, do that. Fantastic.
Beautiful.
And we're trying to arrange for him. I'm waiting for him to get back on this. If we can get permission, we would like to do a screening of The Invisible War on that day or nearby that day as well, open to the public. And it's an amazing film.
And so Friday, that is the panel day for this topic, and we will have Paula Arrowsmith-Jones back into the studio mm-hmm. again. And Kim Hall from the Humboldt State University Vets Program,
mm-hmm.
She will be joining us. And again, another guest to be announced.
That is right. And again, you know, this is a topic that's, you know, it's making a lot of headlines right now, but it does have a big impact here in Humboldt County. And we'll be talking about that. The third week, we always like to try and bring it around, and we've exposed a lot of pain, you know, so we like to bring it back. And this is going to be, our third week is dedicated to healing from trauma.
Healing from trauma. And it's just been a kind of a sea change for Humboldt County to really acknowledge the impact of trauma, especially for children. It really impedes learning. And so there are a number of programs now in the schools that are dealing with the fact that a lot of kids are exposed to trauma, and that we need to approach that in their learning, that situation, very differently. So,
I mean, how can you really pay attention to learning when your mind is cluttered with surviving?
Right. Well, it's hard to focus. It's hard to concentrate.
I think it's hard to focus and concentrate normally.
It is for some of us, for increasingly so.
Right.
Sherry Witt, who is a marriage and family therapist and also the clinical coordinator for Humboldt State University Psychology Department's Community Clinic.
That's a long title.
Which is a really amazing clinic located on the campus, but low cost, sliding scale. So anybody can go in and see someone about their issues. She used to be the social services clinical person at hospice.
Mm.
And she's amazing. She's absolutely amazing. She will be our first guest on November 19th, talking about healing from trauma. And then the next day, very, very special guests. Not that Sherry's not a very special guest, but Oceana Madrone, who is a local artist and amazing.
And gentle person.
And gentle person. And amazing, amazing creator and curator of the Healing Quilt Project.
And if you don't know what that is, this is really something else. And there's a lot of these. In fact, we even have one of those healing quilts. We have to find a home for it in our new place since we've just moved. But it's a beautiful, beautiful quilt, and we were honored to get one.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you know, people are encouraged to make these little squares. Basically, it can be, you know, you can draw, you know, whatever you want. That's gonna,
and you can write words, mm-hmm. images. And there are different topics. Hands are not for hurting. Mm-hmm. Just silence of domestic violence. Just she has taken these indigenous healing events. She takes the quilt project to all these different places, and people make quilt squares, and then folks sew them together. And then she usually gifts them.
I know, they're really amazing. They're really amazing. Yeah. And it's a wonderful healing project. It's a kind of a simple thing, but what a wonderful thing. And it's been going on for how many years now?
Many, many years. Well, we at Humboldt Women for Shelter, which is now Humboldt Domestic Violence Services, the quilt project was started with the children.
Wow. That's been a while then.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. On November 21st, we've got back in our studios, it's Professor Michael Yellowbird.
And he is the Master's in Social Work director in my department, the Department of Social Work at Humboldt State University. And he is also a global scholar. And his work with mindfulness around healing from trauma is enormously important work. And he has done speaking engagements all over Alaska and Canada and Vermont and, you know, I mean, just globally. Mm-hmm. He works with people around indigenous issues and decolonization of just academic work in general, and specifically how mindfulness can help us heal from trauma.
Explain what mindfulness is.
And it's breathing, it's visualization, it's calming the mind, and because of the neurons being amenable to neuroplasticity, the brain can actually change. The brain can heal through mindfulness practice. So, I mean, some people call it meditation. There are all different kinds of forms, and it's just exploded. And just this weekend in the New York Times, they were talking about it. So, I mean, it's just something that people are finding to be extremely valuable and helpful.
And when you think about it, this is, you know, comes in many different forms. But if you want to distill it all down to just mindfulness, you know, it's it makes sense.
And you and he will have a wonderful conversation, mm-hmm. about that. And I just we're just really so fortunate to have him in this community.
Happy to have him back. And then on Friday, November 22nd, which is National Stop the Violence Day, by the way. And this is an interesting thing. This is the first time we've had our, maybe not the first time.
I think once before. It coincided.
Yeah, it's really wonderful when the very first, Stop the Violence Day back in 1990 was November 22nd. That was deliberately chosen for that day, for Stop the Violence Day. And like I said, this has been going since 1990. There's a lot of communities all over the country now that celebrate Stop the Violence Day on November 22nd. And I chose that date specifically because that was I was a child when this happened, and it really impacted me. It was the date that President Kennedy was assassinated, mm-hmm. and it was just, I mean, November 22nd always in my mind was a day of horrific violence that changed, mm-hmm. the world forever.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, let's change that into a day of peace, a day of healing. Instead of such a day of horrific violence. So that became National Stop the Violence Day on that same day, and that is the day of our Healing Breakfast, which is open and free to the public, by the way. And for the second year in a row, we're doing it at the Eureka Women's Club.
Which is a lovely space.
It's a wonderful, wonderful space right there on J Street in Eureka. It's a beautiful space. It's just, you know, we've done it in various different places. This one just was like, wow, this feels right.
Yes, very cozy, mm-hmm. very cozy. And we will have, again, a panel mm-hmm. of people, and we'll talk about that in a second. But I want to talk about how really generous the organizations of assistance are who mm-hmm. come and set up their tables and have all kinds of information and are there to help us know about these resources. It is really amazing to see the room filled with these incredibly dedicated, wonderful people who are there every day to help people, you know, with their issues around recovery. So
yes, there'll be lots of resource tables set up all around the room.
And some quilts.
Of course.
And quilt-making project.
Yep, you can get involved in that. There will be yummy pastries, once again, provided by Velatini Baking Company, who are very generous. I mean, it's like every year I call up Mary. It's that time of year. Are you guys willing to do that? And then she goes, oh, yeah. And she kind of apologizes. She goes, I can only give you this much. I go, that's plenty. Let me give you more. Which is fantastic. And, of course, Signature Coffee coming to the plate with a delicious Cajun blend, which will be free to the public as well. And there is, as always, going to be music. And we have got a wonderful a cappella quartet.
Fabulous.
Called the Heartbeat Quartet. And they've been practicing nonstop. And this is a group of all-stars from Humboldt County. This is going to really sound fantastic. And that is going to be happening as well. Plus, as you said, we've got a lot of people who will be on our panel. Let's talk about that.
And we have Carolyn Lehman back mm-hmm. again.
So wonderful to have Carolyn back.
And she is the author of Healing from the Heart. Just an extraordinary book.
That is, I highly recommend that to anyone. It's on the surface, you would think that has got to be one of the most depressing books on the planet.
I thought, I can't read this, but I could.
Yeah, it's very good. It's a very,
it's
very
stories
good book.
Of survivors and all different kinds of stories, and you will be able to get through that book, and you will be better for reading it.
And over the
it.
Years, I've actually interviewed some of those survivors, and it's very uplifting because, I mean, yes, they have gone through horrific things, but it's what they've done since then.
Right.
And that's what's so uplifting and amazing about their stories and about the book.
And their strength and courage inspires all of us.
Absolutely.
So she will be with us once again, and it's wonderful to have her back. And then Janice Rollins-Dean, she's a clinical director at United Indian Health Services. Mm-hmm. I know she was interim director, but she's a therapist at United Indian Health Services. Just an incredibly wonderful therapist. And then Virginia Subia Belton, she's a doctoral candidate in depth psychology and indigenous healing. So she will be on our panel as well. And then I probably, Paula or Mary Ann, will see, we'll have somebody from North Coast Rape Crisis Team on the panel too. Mm-hmm. And then, very special keynote guest, Professor Ronnie Schwartz, who's a licensed clinical social worker and the chair of my department at Humboldt State University, and he will be giving the keynote speech, Healing from Trauma.
Fantastic. And again, I want to just reiterate that this is free and open to the public. Make note on your calendar. It goes from 8 until 10, so it's a breakfast, as the thing is called, and a chance to hear some wonderful music, talk to some wonderful people who will be all around the room with their resources, and be part of this. Again, that's on the 22nd at the Women's Club in Eureka.
And it has been a time when some survivors have been, their hearts have been made more full by coming and just being able to, in a public way, tell a story of surviving and share that with the listening audience and those of us gathered there. Mm-hmm. It is a powerful, powerful healing experience.
Absolutely. Well, we are unfortunately out of time. Half hour's gone by.
Okay.
How do you like that? So, again, the campaign is underway, and join me tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. We have got Paula Arrowsmith-Jones from the North Coast Rape Crisis Team, and we're going to be dealing with the sexual exploitation of children and youth here in Humboldt County, slavery, sex slavery, and your
healing
children.
Healing from such.
Healing from such, and how to keep your children safe from that.
That's right. And then I will be back in the studio on Friday.
That's right. So thank you for coming in again today.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your 18 years of service in this. Do appreciate that. And our 18th Stop the Violence, Start the Healing campaign is on.